Hi guys, thank you for your time. We have a lot of questions for you, so let's go fast, okay?
All right.
Okay, so we always played your music here on my radio show. We also seen you performing live in Milan. Major Lazer for the past 10 years has always brought new and innovative music. With this album, you wrap up a decade where Major Lazer has played an important role as a game changer. What's for the next 10 years?
Well, hopefully a lot more game changing, a lot more groundbreaking and disrupting. Hopefully tours. Hopefully we'll get back to tours.
Okay. What's the secret for always having music on the highest of levels? I mean, Major Lazer is always on the top level.
There really is no secret. We do what we love, simple. And we're just glad that everybody loves it.
Yeah. Diplo is the American one, while Shifire is the Jamaican one. Ape Drums, the new addition. How does it fit in?
Yeah, Ape Drums is dope. He's a super dope producer. And he gives us a whole other perspective because he's Mexican and from Texas, and just a great DJ as well. So it's not really, we're friends, so it's not really like a fit-in thing. He was already fitting in.
Cool. One of your best traits is that you are super productive and hyperactive too. How do you organize your work? I mean, who does what?
I do that. I do have an assistant, but I pretty much handle everything hands-on, and that's why I think it comes out so good.
Okay, cool. There's an expression that paints 2020 perfectly, and it's Que Lo Que, which is also a track from your album. Can you explain to our listeners how to use that expression properly, and what exactly does it mean?
Que Lo Que just means like, what's up. It's a slang term from Dominican Republic. It's like just saying like, yo, what up to somebody? Like, yo, que lo que? Like, yo, what's going on? That's basically it.
Yeah, music is the weapon, just as the whole Major Lazer sound is based on the word party. How does it feel to be out with an album like that, with that meaning, in a moment where the world is like paused, going through a lockdown that keep people away from the dance floor?
Yeah, it's difficult. But hopefully the music has struck a chord much bigger than partying and clubbing and things like that. So I don't think that is the focus right now with the message.
Yeah, we know Italian people all over the world love Major Lazer because there's the one from Black Chyna, I mean the sound system. How important is it for the Major Lazer project to be, in a sense, praised and supported by the reggae dancehall culture?
Yeah, big up to everybody that was around during the Black Chyna years. Trust me, Italy was the headquarters for a dancehall in Europe at one time. And I used to go down to Brindisi and Lecce, you know, all over Salento. Then I would go up to Roma with One Love Sound. I go to Napoli and Milano, and I go to all these amazing cities and play dancehall with Black Chyna. It was such a great time. I love it, miss it so much. It's important for the dancehall culture to love to love Major Lazer for me, just because that's where I come from. And I represent for those people. So it's definitely something I love to see when the dancehall people would come out to the shows and support the music and things like that. Dancehall forever. Dancehall for life.
What do you think is the dancehall health status right now in 2020?
The health status for dancehall in 2020, I think, it's still healthy. A lot of people try to do it. A lot of people have made dancehall influenced music. But there's still a lot of space, there's still a lot of ways you can be creative with it, and especially with a lot of up-and-coming talent, dancehall is a big influence on everyone right now, I think, especially some of the top artists in the world. So there's still a lot of space, and there's still a lot of lanes you can hit with it, in my opinion. And honestly, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna focus on that, to be honest.
The sound system culture here in Italy has a strong and long history, especially in the south of Italy. Do you know anyone from here, from our country?
Honestly, to be honest, I don't. Like, I'm still learning a lot from sound systems from all over the world. You know, I just focused on from what I've heard and what I've known here in the US. Coming, you know, anything from Jamaica, I'm pretty familiar with now, but now, I mean, I think Japan, I'm so-and-so, but now it's like, I'm still finding out from, there's still sound systems from all over the world that I've never even heard of. So I'm not really familiar of any sound systems in Italy, but I can't wait to find out more about it.
As it always happens, your album has lots of featurings like Alessia Cara, Nicki Minaj, J Balvin, Anita, BZ Sino, French Montana, El Alfa. Have you ever thought of having like a resident singer in Major Lazer in order to make an album with no featurings?
Yeah, we actually did have a few ideas. Of course, Mew. She was definitely going to be one, as well as Nyla from Brick and Lace, also another one that we were considering having as resident singers. And you know, they pretty much are resident singers. We work with them so much. Busy Signal, we work with them so much that they're family. But yeah, we have thought about that.
Okay, good to know. And last question, what are the craziest memories of this past 10 years of worldwide DJ sets and live shows and playing together? Can you give us like a top three?
Well, to be fair, I've only did a year full of shows on Major Lazer, but from that year alone, man, the shows are crazy. I remember we did a festival in France. I forgot the name of the festival, but it was crazy. That was probably the number one show we did in 2019. It was insane. The energy was nonstop. The crowd was just there for it all, and our show was probably just like spot on. We also did a dope little like low key show in New York. We did a dope set in UK, sound system set. We did. It's just, I mean, it was 1 year of shows, and honestly, to me, I felt like most of them were just insane. So it's hard to pick top three.
Thank you so much, guys. We hope to meet you soon in person. We hope to see you shoot fire on that stage and that dance for big respect from Italy. Bye-bye. Thank you again.
Bye.
Bless.
Yo, what's up? This is 8 Drums from Major Lazer, and you're now listening to Say Why on Radio DJ, One Nation, One Station, One Love. Vivo lu, dizionà, giro di ta, accendi la ra. Vivo lu, dizionà, Say Why su Radio DJ. Bevo il V, spezzo il pa, segui me qua, guarda su questa. Vecchi in pie, Dio ma se, vecchi ma, belli fa. C'è Say Why su Radio DJ, mamma guarda come mi diverto. One Gang Show.